We are ready to get started. I'd like to welcome everybody to the first meeting of the year. Today is our regular bi-monthly meeting, and it is January 11th, 2024. I would like to open the meeting in prayer, and Jerry, would you do the honors, please?
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you for this new year, Lord. And Father, we pray right now for this new year to have peace, understanding, and most of all, wisdom in our township. We thank you that Mike Blevins is here, Lord. We pray that the township would come together in harmony. And I pray, God, that you would give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding how to run our township. And we ask all this in the holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
If we could all stand, raise our hands for the Pledge of Allegiance. Jan?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morrissey's going to reschedule.
Gotcha. Roll call, please.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Yes. At this time, we are, every year at this time, the first meeting of the month, we reorganize the board. At this point, I will turn the meeting over to Lindsay.
Actually, Steve is going to take care of it.
Okay, Steve, I didn't know.
Yes.
We just want to keep on your toes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's easy job around here.
Thank you, Mr. Fleshman. Yes. This is a organizational meeting for the board for 2024, and what I'd like to do, first of all, is get a motion to approve the vote for a chair and a vice chair, if I could.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
So, Jim, should I get a second?
I'll second it.
Michael, okay. So, the board is open, the table is open. Do we have an appointment for the 2024 chair?
I'll make a motion for Jim Leeser for the chair for 2024.
I'll accept the nomination.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
So, gentlemen, we have a chair, a new chair, Jim Leeser. So, Mr. Leeser, I'm going to turn it over to you now regarding the vice chair.
All right, I will entertain a motion for vice chair.
Mr. Gardens, I want to get your opinion on it because I don't want to stand in anyone's way.
I have no desire to be the vice chair, sir. I want to learn this first year. Okay. So, if you'd like to take it, I guess I'll make the...
Well, sir, the reason that I ask is because I don't want to stand. I've been on my 11th year, and I want to make sure everyone has a fair opportunity. You know, we all do the same job, but I don't ever want to make it as it stalemate just one person, so I appreciate that.
I have 4 years, so
okay.
I'm step in there at some point in time, but it won't be today.
Sure.
With hearing no nominations from the floor, I will make a nomination of John Fleshman as vice chair. And I will entertain, well, he has to accept that nomination, I guess.
I will accept that nomination.
And I will ask for a second.
I'll second it.
Now I will call for a vote. Lindsay, will you call for a vote?
Yep. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman,
all right.
This time I'll leave this here for you.
I'll leave this dandy thing to you.
I'm going to slide this.
We're going to play musical chairs here.
Lindsay, did we get a vote on the chair?
I'm going to just go ahead. Do you want to switch chairs, so. Jim? Or do you want that chair?
I'm good for now. I guess we need to back up and do a vote for the chair.
Yes.
Yes.
That was an oversight on my part.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
I'm not sure. I lost track where we're at.
We didn't vote on the chair.
Oh, I thought we did. Yes.
Yes.
We did, didn't we?
We got a motion.
We didn't do the vote.
Okay. John, would you be so kind as to lend me my water?
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to new business. As on the agenda, it shows Morpsey's presentation. We will not be having that today. Right. So we will be, that's going to be on the 25th. Mm-hmm. So we will go to Patty from Southwest Area Commission. Do you have anything for us?
I do. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Oh, okay. First off, I have from the city for everybody our winter, a list of our winter warming stations. It's also got information for the community shelter board, a homeless hotline, food line. So I will give this to you.
Thank you.
And you can post it, copy it, do whatever.
I will give this to Nicole. Or actually, I'll have Steve give that to Nicole to post and make copies for people that need it.
Okay. Yep. The second thing I have is toward the end of the month, the Parks and Rec people will be coming back. We'll probably meet again over at the Coroner's, whatever that place is, for an update on Willow Creek Park and McCoy Park based off of the conversations that they had with the community that came to our last meeting in November. So if any of you did come and voice your opinion as to what you'd like to see at those parks, because you all have access to the parks, so not just for Columbus residents that live in those neighborhoods, it's for everyone, you'll see what they have put together for us. I know they're looking at a splash station, pergolas, walkways.
There's a couple other things.
McCoy.
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah.
Greenlawn Harmon area. Mm-hmm. So that's going to get spiffied up. It looks like Willow Creek is going to actually get some parking. Not just on-street parking, but they're going to actually cut in and give a parking lot. So.
Yeah, they never had no parking before, really. Mm-hmm.
They had nothing. Yeah. Nothing. And the last thing I'd like to share is our officer liaison. This sort of impacts you visually. Told us that there was a lot of chatter on Nextdoor regarding the trash at Glenwood and Broad Street in the railroad area there and all that. And also behind Aldi on West Mound Street. And that's gotten cleaned up. And he said that toward the end of the month, I can't remember, it was either the 16th or the 19th, they are going to start at the railroad tracks at Central Point and work their way all the way down to McKinley for cleanup. And our police are going to be there as well, or in case there's any kind of altercations. So
that's going to be a lot of cleanup.
Yeah.
I mean, the area we did, we got 2 tons of trash just in that one area 1 year.
So just that's it for me.
Thank you, Patty. I do want to take a moment before I go on to the new business. I would like to welcome Mike Blevins to the board. Look forward to working with you and working with John for another year. It's a pleasure to serve you people. That's what we are elected to do. I just wanted to let everybody know and this board know I appreciate your faith in me. So, moving on, next new business, we have a police union grievance to hear. Their representative, I see three of them here, whoever's going to speak.
Good evening today, Mr. Leeser. So, copy the grievances for you guys for immediate reference. And on the second page is the page of the contract that I'll be referencing out of this section.
for you to know me, I'm Sergeant Moore with the police department. I'm also one of the union reps. Today, we're at stage three of our grievance to the board over hours shorted during this current payroll change. As you guys all are aware, that we've now shifted our payroll from starting on a Wednesday to Sunday.
Yes. Long time getting there.
It is. And we, you know, as the police union, totally understand the reasoning and the purpose behind it, and understand the concept and how much work that our payroll puts in and how much time it takes to do the payroll for everyone. But according to our current collective bargaining agreement under section 18.1, our contract says that we shall have a work week that consists of 40 hours based off continuous hours worked. Because of this change and shifting that pay week from Wednesday to Sunday, for that pay week, depending on when the officer worked and their time off, officers were either shorted on this last pay period that ended on 30 December, anywhere between 8 hours and 24 hours on the paychecks, on the payroll.
So moving forward, aren't we right back on track? I mean, it's not like it's going to happen every week. It was just because we needed to change that period. So is there, by this time next week, there won't even be an issue, really?
Because we started the new pay period on Sunday, yes. We're on a new pay, a two-week pay cycle. So our next checks will be back to an 80-hour pay thing, a pay cycle.
Right.
But by moving this to the advantage of the township, it's shorted the officers that week, that payroll
Correct.
Week. Like for mine, for instance, I was only worked 16 hours, so I was shorted 24 hours.
Correct. But what
of pay? Because based off our contract, it says our work week will consist of 40 hours. My work week, because of that shift, per benefit of the township, my work week only consisted of 16 hours that week.
And then was you not notified that this was going to take place well in advance?
No. The police union was not.
Not the union, but wasn't there anything put out?
Yes. Steve and the physical department have sent out many emails since August.
We're going
to... who? The department heads?
Or yes, to department heads. To department heads.
Yeah, we will accept your grievance. We will look into it, have an executive session, and we'll schedule a special meeting with you guys to come to a head on it. We're not going to discuss this right now with all of us having a chance to dig into it. But my guess, the intent is not to, so you know, the intent is not to short you guys any money.
No,
And if you're not made even, we will make it right with you. But we'll look in this. We'll have a executive session. Actually, we've got one scheduled probably for next week, so we'll go ahead and discuss it
18th,
then.
18th, I believe.
Yeah. We'll go ahead and discuss it then, and by then we can have all of us can have a chance to have all of our ducks in a row.
No, I mean, I understand. It's just the only couple examples I have, like, would be like Mr. Fleshman, like with your business, if you contract with somebody,
sure,
say for a 6 hour, you know, photo shoot event, and then you show up to that event and they say, we only need you for two and we're only going to pay you for two. And you're
right.
Going to say, no, my contract says I get eight.
Right.
They're entitled to pay.
I totally understand that. But we've been talking about this for so long that I thought everyone was made aware that to be prepared. I mean, we're talking 3 months ago. We had a date in mind 3 months ago and sending these saying this is going to happen. And then once it switches, then everything goes right back into line because
the hours will be made up then.
Yes.
On your
in
next
order
paycheck.
To do this,
they're not made up because the new pay period.
The pay will be made
the pay
up.
Period starts,
but
and
the
then
pay will be
TV
there.
Pay
everyone
cycle.
Will be made whole.
Right.
Okay.
Totally.
Okay.
We'll talk about here's what I want you to do for this executive, or what we need to know, and this is my understanding. So this way, you're ready. When we did this,
we changed this so that we can, that the fiscal department, I've been trying to get this done for over 5 years.
And I understand the reason why we're doing it.
So when we did this, the fire, the road department, the police, everyone was supposed to know how we're doing this. Now, if this in some way impacts the actual longevity, vacation time, or any of that, we need to know how that's impacting that so that we make it straight, because a month from now, this is going to be null and void because we're going to be right back to where we were. Right. Everything's going to be fine.
Because your pay, your 80-hour check will have an extra three, your next check will have an extra three, whatever the 3 days were on it.
On your next check, what you were short this check will be on your next check.
So my next check is going to be for 104 hours?
Correct, or whatever.
Whatever you're short.
Well, and if that's the case, then that will make it up. But that's not how it was explained to me.
We're going to keep that. No,
we're not keeping that. It's going to be made up on your next. Those three, whatever.
In my case, it's 3 days.
3 days, 24 hours.
Your 3 days will be on your next check.
Be on your next check.
Yeah, because this last check, it was for only 56 hours.
Right. We're not keeping anybody's 3 days, 2 days, 1 day. It just carries over because we had a short cycle that week.
And then it'll be made up on the following
check. So that we can move the actual physical time.
Okay. If my next check says it's for 104 hours and everybody else for the hours of the short,
it will be.
Then potentially I think we'll be good.
Well, we can assure you it will be.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it's meant to be.
Okay.
We'll hear your grievance.
Right. No,
we'll group up as an executive session. Hopefully by then
you should already receive
your check, and then we can come together and discuss it. Okay. If we need to discuss it any further.
Right.
No, it is in our intent not to short you guys any time.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Jim and Bob, you run the other departments that affected your departments. Can you tell me when you got notified of the change?
I told our guys 3 months ago what was happening.
August the 1st. The email went out on August the 1st. Did you get it on August the 1st?
And we explained it.
Okay.
So
your men have known for 3 months,
and you guys did not know
that this was going to transpire.
Had I known about it before that, while we were doing our contract negotiations for the last couple of months, while we were all sitting at a table, I would have voiced my concerns then. But that's why I didn't file a grievance until the 20th.
It isn't that I don't.
When we were going through the union talks, I even mentioned that was coming up.
I don't think they're getting 100 somehow.
But we had no details on how it was going to affect.
And then everything would be caught up. We can't statutorily keep your time that you earned.
Steve, wasn't that what we were doing? We were adding the days that they were going to be short onto this paycheck, right? Isn't that what we had discussed?
And I don't want to take up more time. We can finish discussing in the executive session after we get.
Let me know that's our intent.
Okay.
Right.
And if that's how it works out, then we'll be
definitely going to work out.
You're not going to be shorted. Trust us.
Okay.
We're not going to keep your money.
All right. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. All right. Moving on. Chief Smith, Police Department, can you please come up and give us your.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Chief, do you want to do this resolution before the oath? We got to correct the date.
We can, or I can do the oath real quick.
Okay.
So, you know, the board asked for him to be sworn in front of the board again, which we're going to do. Do you want to do it behind the desk,
It's up to you.
Just in front.
Just in front.
Okay, Nathan.
I just think this gives an opportunity for the public to see our new officers and recognize them and their service to us.
You might recognize the last name because his father had served for the fire department how many years, sir?
I don't know. I know he did 26.
26 years?
He was here for quite a while.
Yeah. And if you remember Jim Welch as our past chief. This is his son.
He's in Florida. Of course he is.
I wouldn't leave Florida either.
I wouldn't either, to be honest.
Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Nathan Welch.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
Of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And I will, in all respects, obey and comply with the resolution and rules and regulations.
And I will, in all respects, obey and comply with the resolution and the rules and regulations.
As set forth by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township.
As set forth by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of an officer with the Franklin Township Police Department.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of an officer at the Franklin Township Police Department.
Congratulations again.
Thanks, Chief.
Congratulations, sir. Welcome aboard.
I need you and John to sign that if you would. I was thinking Ralph would be here.
Congratulations.
He is. He's behind you.
Thanks.
Hey, Ralph.
I got a piece of paper for you to sign.
Oh, okay. How you doing there, sir?
I'm doing all right. Okay, Steve, you wanted to do the resolution to amend his hire date first?
Sure, I can do that, Chief. I have a resolution. It's 2024-004. And it's rescinding the original resolution of 2023-280. It's adjusting the hiring date of Nathan Welch as a patrol officer for the Franklin Township Police Department. And the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person at a regular meeting at noon on Thursday, January 11, 2024. And be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approved and endorsed the recommendation of the police chief to hire Nathan Welch effective December 31st, 2023, as a patrol officer at the level of Step B at an annual salary of $58,285.05 per Article 15.1 of the FOP Collective Bargaining Agreement. Contingent upon successful completion of pre-employment physical and drug screening. However, the hiring date was changed to December 29, 2023 due to the availability of necessary training so that Nathan Welch would qualify as a township police officer. So in other words, they were able to get Nathan through training qualified before the original December 31st hiring date.
Okay. We need a, I'll entertain a motion to accept this resolution as written.
I give a motion, I accept a motion as stated.
Roll call, ma'am.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Anything else for us?
Yes, sir.
Chief Smith.
Has the board had the opportunity to look at the quotes provided for the speed trailers?
I have not.
I have not. Did you send it? I'm trying to think if I
gave it to you at the last meeting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
I have looked at it. 3,000 and...
I've never received it.
Oh, okay.
And the 30,000. Steve sent something to me, and it said Exhibit... A, mm-hmm. And when I click on it, mm-hmm. nothing comes up. Does that? So you, when I spoke to you about it yesterday, you said you sent something,
mm-hmm.
and I went home and I have not seen it. So it sounds like I'm not the only one that hasn't seen it.
I'll correct that. I did get it at the last. Oh, okay. Meeting. I did see it.
I remember we had something in writing, did we not?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So do you want to go over those quotes,
and then
we can go from there?
I can go over it, or I can make sure Mr. Blevins gets his, and we can do it at the next meeting, whatever the board would like to do.
We have a meeting next week to approve the cars being worked on, could we just take care of all of it then?
Absolutely.
I do have a question. Did we get more than one
quote?
Yes.
No.
Because we don't have to, or because...
We don't have to. That wasn't the initial reason. We looked at several companies, and this one seems to be the best fit for what we needed to do.
I haven't even looked at it yet,
yeah.
But I wanted you to know that I believe in them. You've had them on my street and everything, but mm-hmm. I already had a meeting with you, and mm-hmm. so
Had we voted today, I would have voted no. You know, and I'm not saying that. I believe in him. I feel confident that the other two would put it through. It's a good thing.
Right.
But I do need to see things, and I just feel like that's a lot of money to spend, and I trust whoever put it together, but I just feel like if we could have come with two quotes or three and then just weighed them back and forth, and that's what I asked you in our meeting, to give me the, I'll do the work if you'll just give me the material do the work
when
with.
When you met with Lieutenant Ratliff, I specifically said, hey, make sure Mike has his quote for the next.
Okay, I'm telling you, I don't have it, and okay. If he gave it to Steve, it didn't come through on that thing.
Well, I'll make sure you have it from before. We'll get it today before you leave.
That'll be perfect.
Yeah.
So what I would suggest is rather than us do this in another meeting where it's not necessarily the public meeting, I'd rather, if we're going to vote on it and spending money for the trailer, that it be in a regular meeting. Is that
enough time? It'll be a special meeting next week.
Yeah, but I mean, normally a lot of people don't come to special meetings.
Okay.
I mean, I'd rather do it in a regular.
On the 25th.
Yeah, because they hear everything we spend anyway, so. Yeah. If that's okay with the board.
That's fine.
If that's going to be a change in policy, I'm fine with it, but that's never been the policy in the past. The policy in the past, you held meetings all the time, special meetings, and voted on things. But if you want to change it to that way, then we'll do it that way all the time.
Well, some of the times we've had meetings where we've had to vote on things pertinent to the situation right there, we have to. This isn't something that we have to. Anytime that we can vote on something in a public meeting, I like to do it in a public meeting. But there will be times.
I agree. I'm not arguing. Yeah. I agree.
But I'm just saying there's no certain policy.
Okay.
So, thank you.
So Chief Smith, can you? We're going to table this and move it to. I'll ask Mr. Mazur to put it on for old business. For the 25th meeting.
Okay.
Can you make sure that Mr. Blevins has all the information that he needs?
I'll do it before everybody leaves today.
Thank you, sir.
I'll see you.
That way everybody's
there. Yeah.
Any more questions about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here we have the stats for 2023. I'll go ahead and do them each individually since we're not putting them out in print format. Once again, these are for the entire year. So we had 700 and... I'll do the recap first. We had 8,401 total calls for service, 834 total incident reports, 839 traffic stops. Within that, we had 748 alarm drops, 41 assaults, 615 traffic accidents, 84 overdoses, 81 stolen vehicles, 195 suicides/mental health runs, 40 missing persons, 347 domestics, 1,575 incidents of suspicious activity, 55 threats, 68 persons with a gun call, 7 shootings, 59 fights, 153 thefts, 115 burglaries, 275 assist fire EMS runs, 61 alcohol-related runs, 27 vandalisms, 23 robberies, 159 juvenile complaints, 159 persons with a knife, 24 recovered vehicles, 37 animal complaints, 7 dog bites, and 31 neighbor complaints.
That's a lot of dog bites. Chief, I realize it's going to be in public record, but could you type something up, like a summary, and give it to Mr. Mazur so we can get it on social media that public can see what we're up against every day. The 341 DVs, domestic violence calls, it's one of the worst calls that an officer can take, or firefighters, for that matter, to show up on, because officers never know what's going to go down.
No, I agree.
And then, Chief, I had a question. Did the resident that contacted me, were they able to get a hold of you or stop in?
Yes.
Okay. And then lastly, question, on those speed cameras, are they the identical ones that we're currently using, or are we looking at something that has solar power?
No, these are solar. They're a better model.
Okay.
They'll give us more analytics and also they come with like GPS tracking in case
somebody gets stealing. Okay, thank you, sir.
Just for public record, what was the person trying to get a hold of Smith about?
Scam.
Okay. I don't need to have any questions from the audience, but
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
On your stats, I'm just curious because this affects everybody. I had an incident with this coming down here today at two traffic lights, and I don't know the right name for it, so I'm just going to call it cell phone. People talking on their cell phones and electronical devices. Mm-hmm. It's now against the law, correct?
Correct.
I'm curious, are the officers, I know they're enforcing it, but do there seem to be, I know that's not going to be in your stats, but just have you heard? Yeah. I know we have an officer here today.
Probably we see it a lot more with like traffic accidents as a cause.
Mm-hmm. Like you're sitting at the light, you understand?
Yes.
Two times today, coming here this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting at the light changes. The car in front of you doesn't move.
Because they're still on their phone.
That's exactly right. And so obviously we are enforcing it. I'm just curious, do you see that we're...
It's not as crazy as you would think.
Okay.
I mean, but I think it is a pretty common... It's probably as common as speed is.
Okay. Anymore. And then lastly, you and I had a conversation about firing a gun in the township.
Yes.
And it was also said at the last meeting that you can have a firing range in your backyard.
You can.
I know. So what I want you to do is extend for the recorder, for people that listen at home,
uh-huh.
and for everybody here, what you explained to me about firing a gun in the township.
Right.
And maybe if you could elaborate a little bit on having a firing range.
Well, I'll do the best I can, Mike. The township, the county does not have any specific laws against firing a gun inside the township unless you're firing into a cohabitated area or into an unsafe manner. If you're shooting at a car down the street, obviously that's unsafe. If you're firing into the ground, even though we do not recommend it, because it's just a bad idea, it doesn't violate the law specifically, unless there's other circumstances, which there could be. If I'm firing into the ground and I'm only 2 feet from Lindsay, well, that's not very safe. So there are other caveats that could certainly play into if charges could be filed. A firing range, it would definitely have to be safe. I mean, if you have houses behind it, that's not going to be considered safe. If you're shooting over a freeway, obviously that's not safe just because you're in a township.
Common sense.
Yeah.
So the other part that I wanted to, about firing the gun, you said to me, if you fire a gun like that, mm-hmm. you are responsible for that bullet.
100%.
If it causes damage, ricochet,
mm-hmm.
whatever, hits a car, hits a person, goes through someone's house, irregardless, you fire the gun, you're responsible.
Civilly and criminally, yes.
Okay. All right. I just think people need to know that because of things that's happened in the township and stuff.
Yeah, we've had that issue in the township before, down in Richmond, with certain person shooting squirrels and such. And
I literally had two people ask me about firing range.
Wow.
That listen.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. We're way too densely
populated.
Well,
not in my neighborhood, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, there is one north of me, but...
So,
well, back towards college.
I just wanted
Corey.
To take the opportunity to get you to elaborate a little bit, and I appreciate it.
Did I answer the question?
You did.
Okay.
We had already kind of had this conversation, you and I.
Yes.
In a roundabout way, and so I just felt it important that it be talked about in an open meeting.
I understand.
Thank
no problem
you.
With that.
Thanks for all you do.
Thank you. Lastly, I have more traffic stats from Ray Avenue. We are going to probably move the trailer to another area just to bounce it around the township. Going westbound, we had 406 vehicles, and this is from December 1st through the 31st, so it does encompass the entire month. 4,378 total violators. Speed limit is 25. Average speed was 33 still. I mean, 26 is a violation. So, major violations for us is over 10 miles an hour.
Right.
Very few officers are, you know, typically our threshold for a ticket is between 10, 15 over, and obviously above.
That's pretty much standard.
Yes.
Across the board, all departments.
Yeah.
Or all agencies. Yeah. How about the stop sign on Ray that you and I talked about in Columbus? Has there been any more talk about that?
I was just there yesterday looking for trash on the side of the road, checking the old Christian drive-in. I don't see stops on there.
Okay.
I don't see a temporary stop sign either.
Is there any way to connect? Because you said Columbus, correct?
Yes.
Is there a way to, like, get back? I mean, do you see the need when you're there? Do you, I mean.
Well, I have common sense when I'm turning. So if you come up to an intersection and there's no stop sign, that doesn't mean you can just proceed. If I turn right at that intersection, even without a stop sign, and there's a car coming and I hit that car, I'm at fault. Mm-hmm. For Ohio law, you have to yield. Mm-hmm. So common sense should, you know, I'm sure Columbus uses that a lot. If there's no stop sign, you still have to, everybody has to stop and at least yield to, you know, oncoming traffic. I don't know if the gentleman has gotten back with Steve or not. I know the last time we talked, they were going to do a temporary stop sign, but then they're trying to push it on us, saying, well, this is partly the easement of the township. So I don't know how that's going to work with a Columbus Road coming into ours, Jim, who actually is responsible for that part of the intersection.
Gee, what intersection is that again?
Columbian.
All the way to end down by the apartments?
Mm-hmm. No, one up. Not that one. Well, that one's the same thing. There's still no stop sign there either.
It's real close to Mr. Mullen's house.
Yes.
His house is two doors down. I believe it's two doors down.
Yeah.
So I've been there watching for traffic for schools,
mm-hmm.
and you say common sense, but I can tell you when those parents are coming up Columbian,
any.
And there's somebody coming down, there's no common sense involved. And what's going to happen, you're going to get somebody coming down Ray like a bat,
mm-hmm.
and there's going to be a wreck there. It's just, I'm telling
stop.
You.
Yeah.
So they don't stop, and there needs to be a stop sign there. I talked to you about that from the very first day I went and sat in her driveway.
Yeah.
I just observed that and couldn't believe it. I thought people were just running it, and I couldn't.
Right. Yeah, there's not one there.
I appreciate it. I'm not trying to be a...
No, I understand.
There's a problem there, and it is part of the township. And
who's
so
responsible for...
Right. I appreciate you going over there. I did reach out to you about the TV,
mm-hmm.
and then when I came... The reason I did not send you that information
uh-huh.
is because when I came over here, Jim had told me that he had got the email too, I think it's an email,
uh-huh.
and was explaining to me about you have to basically be sitting there when they put it there in
charger,
order to
yeah.
get them. And so there was no sense to act. I wasn't going to send you that information, but for you to take it upon yourself to go ahead and go over there, I appreciate it as a trustee. It just shows the people in the audience that we are all communicating and doing the best we can for them.
Right.
And so I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you. Questions for me?
I'm good.
That's amazing.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Chief Arnold, you're up next.
I just have one item here. We talked about the need for some new radios for the fire department because of some upcoming upgrades to the system that not all of our radios are capable of. So I was able to find a grant that the Ohio Department of Commerce put out for radios. I applied for it, and we ended up getting $10,000 towards the purchase of new radios. So,
all right.
I would just like you guys to accept that grant so we can proceed with.
What are the costs of a per unit usually?
Depending somewhere around $5,500 to $8,000.
Per walkie?
Per walkie.
So it gives us around two walkies.
Gives us a walkie and a half. But we had spoke with the ARP funding for this year.
Right.
But
still, that's $10,000 less that the
taxpayers
have to put out.
Nice job, Chief. Is there, it looks like there's a resolution 2024-006 that I have looked over. Mr. Mazur, would you like to read it for public record?
Absolutely. It's a resolution approving the acceptance of a Marks grant from the Ohio Department of Commerce for the Franklin Township Fire Department.
And be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes the acceptance of the Marks Grant from the Ohio Department of Commerce, Division of State Fire Marshal, in the amount of $10,000. I have there's an exhibit attached that explains the purpose of the grant.
So I will make a motion to accept the resolution as written and entertain a second.
I'll second that.
And Lindsay, I will call for a vote whenever you're ready.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
The only other thing I would have is a resolution for a new belt for our dryer.
I have something for you real quick, Bob. I just wanted to let you know, and I came over and observed your wellness Wednesday.
Yes.
I told you I would do that, and I came over and I observed it, and you said it's been added to the budget, and that the, you know, and so I wanted to say to you two gentlemen that if you have an opportunity to go over there on a Wednesday morning and see this program, it's amazing. The man, the gentleman that put that together was there, and these guys are amazing. The things they're able to do, and I told Byron the other day in a meeting that, you know, it's open to all. I know your men are working mostly. I happen to know Sergeant Pollock seems to be very buff and would probably benefit from that, but I just thought it was a great program. As I sat back there all those years and I heard that and everything, and then when I went and seen it and everything, I was impressed with it, and I was impressed with the man, and I want people to know I think it's money well spent.
Every department that I know of around Central Ohio that has implemented a physical fitness program as such, including police departments, has seen a drastic drop in BWC claims. Because we by nature, we sit around, our posterior chain gets tight, and that's usually you guys are going out picking people up and putting them on gurneys, putting them in ambulances, and you have a lot of back injury stuff. So, yeah, well done job finding them.
I appreciate it. Thanks for saying that. Mike,
anything? Are you going to entertain the interview? Is that something? Do you want to wait till the end?
Yeah.
Am I allowed?
He wants to.
We'll wait till the end for questions.
For him?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought we were allowed to ask before.
She's asking.
Okay.
Chief Arnold a question, I think.
Huh?
I think she's trying to ask Arnold a question.
Oh, go ahead. If you're asking Arnold, yes. yeah, that's fine.
What's going on with Ponderosa and Shakers? I mean, Ponderosa is literally, I mean, that should have been torn down a long time ago.
So we are currently working with the insurance agency and the owner of the property to do something. We are in the process of trying to force them to do something, making it a nuisance property. There have been some safety issues with that since it burned to the ground. So we are working,
collapsed.
But it's just a long and arduous process to do it when the owner of the property is not willing to do it.
I was going to talk about that, Angela, my part in the thing.
And
so I'm going to go ahead
I mean, that's the same thing.
And it's the exact same thing. The ownership of Shakers is in a family trust of some sort, so you have to deal with lawyers and then everyone involved with that trust to get any kind of activity and motivation to do anything, so everything just takes forever. But there has been a push from the board.
Yeah.
To
I'm just worried someone's going to go in there and.
Oh, that's already happened. The homeless are starting fires in the old Ponderosa,
yeah.
And our crews keep having to go put the fire out and pull them out and take them to the hospital because they have smoke inhalation.
It's on Bob's radar because he sent all three of us a text and asked us basically to familiarize ourselves. I went that following morning. It's also the urgent care at Philippi and Broad, and it's in very bad shape, and it was on my list of things to talk about, but I didn't think this was.
The ownership of those properties has to take the initiative.
Okay.
Process. We do it every day. And everybody involved to force them to do it, or us do it, and then allow us to do it to put a tax in the bonus.
Yeah,
it's all in the process. And it's just terribly slow and frustrating.
Thank you, Bob.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Chief.
Mr. Stevens, Road Department, you're in the hot seat.
I didn't have anything for the agenda today.
All right. All right.
jump out of the hot seat there.
That's a quick jump. Sometimes you jump into the fire, though.
I've been in enough fire. I don't need fire.
Okay. Fiscal Department.
Yep, I just have two things. Okay. One is the motion for bills and payroll. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board make a motion to approve accounts payable from January 1st, 2024 through January 11th, 2024 in the amount of $103,877.94. And payroll paid January 5th, 2024 totaling $185,375.94 for a combined total of $289,253.88 from check number 69848 to 69849 and electronic vouchers 1-2024 through 67-2024.
We'll make a motion to pay the bills.
Second that.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And then the other thing I have is just the resolution to request 2024 advance on the property tax settlements. That's just where instead of us getting two payments throughout the year, we get four.
I see the resolution. I've read the resolution. I believe the other trustees have. I will ask either yourself or Mr. Mazur to please read the resolution for public record.
Can we have a discussion?
Do you have that one, Lindsay?
A discussion?
Can you pass that to?
I'll be happy to read that.
So normally we get two draws a year.
We've been taking the advancement for a long time. We get four.
Okay.
But we have to ask for the advancement.
So what is the benefit? I know years ago we used to just get an advancement and then we get for the whole year. What is the advantage or disadvantage of getting it by four?
By four, because we have money coming in.
Well, I know, but continuously. We all have a budget that we know what we're going to get for the whole year.
We've been doing this for years, and it's been applied to part of the budget and how we work things.
Mm-hmm. When did this start? We've taken it by fours?
Yes.
Because I know that we've always voted on getting it by, because normally it comes in by February, correct?
Yeah, but we've done it in fours for a long time now. I'd have to go back to see.
Years? I'm just curious.
Yes, years.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and please read that for the record.
It's resolution 2024-001. It's a resolution to request 2024 advance on property tax settlement. Whereas the Franklin County Auditor's Office has made it possible for the advances on real estate tax settlements to be distributed via electronic transfer, now therefore be it resolved that the fiscal officer is hereby directed by the Board of Trustees to request an advance on all funds as they become available during calendar year 2024.
I'll make a motion to accept the resolution as written, and I'll ask for a second.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And then number C, we are not going to do today because it goes hand in hand with the police trailers.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, Mr. Fleshman, I see the confusion because I had this question last year, but it isn't. We've been getting paid in force. It's always been said multiple payments.
Maybe I never understood or closely at the resolution at hand at that point because we've went through five different fiscal officers.
I understand.
And we would be asked if the board's okay with that and we would vote on it. I was always told that we got an earlier advance on the money until June.
We do. Yes.
But I didn't know that we were going to get it four different ways.
And that's how it gets broke down to the four instead of two.
Okay. But yeah. So usually we
got it in June and December.
Yes.
Right.
This way we get it like February and August.
Okay.
We have a lot of money coming in that way. Well, not a lot of money, but.
Well, there's two ways to look at it. Either they hang on to it and make interest on it, where the taxpayers have paid it and the county benefits, or we collect it when we're allowed to, and then we currently do make, 1% on the money or something?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Moving on. Anything else for us?
Nope.
Thank you. Moving on to our administrator and Mr. Mazur.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you for last year and all the grants and all the time you had spent with different agencies and getting us lined up with, and I look forward to 2024, sir.
You and me both, thank you. The first resolution I have is Resolution 2024-010, obligations approved by the Township Administrator between December 15th, 2023 and January 11th, 2024. Whereas the Board of Township Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with Section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code. And again, it's for the period of November 17, 2023 through December 14, 2023 in the amount of $94,615.38. I'll need a motion to approve, if you will.
I'll make a motion to approve the appropriate the resolution. And I'll ask for a second.
I will second that.
Okay. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Then the next thing I have is just, hopefully it's just a brief discussion. It's been brought to my attention that the township needs to have a records commission. And what that commission entails is the chairman plus a representative from the fiscal officer annually reviews from the Ohio Historical Society and the Auditor of State records that can be destroyed, that we no longer have to maintain. So the only intent in this, me bringing this, just to let the trustees know that sometime during 2024, we have to look at old delete or old records and find out if we can historically
preserve them.
Either preserve them or destroy them.
Right.
But that's just to bring...
Bring us up to speed.
It's not an urgent matter. It's just to make the board
work. And who will be that board?
It consists of the chairman and then a representative from the fiscal department.
Thank you.
The next resolution I have is Resolution 2024-003. It's contracting with Brocious Johnson and Griggs as the township's attorney for the year 2024. Whereas the Board of Trustees is authorized by Section 309.09B of the Ohio Revised Code to employ attorneys on an annual basis other than the prosecuting attorney to represent the townships and its officers, board, and commissions in their official capacities and to advise them on legal matters. And whereas Section 309.09B of the Ohio Revised Code provides that no such attorney shall be employed except on the order of the board, duly entered upon its journal, in which compensation to be paid for the attorney's legal services shall be fixed. And whereas the board finds it necessary to appoint attorneys to counsel and represent the township on an annual basis for calendar 2024, in such matters as a board or its designee may refer to them. And whereas the board has appropriated the sum of $55,000 for legal services for 2024.
I'll make a motion to accept the resolution as written.
I will second.
Okay. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And this is at the same cost as we were.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
exactly.
They did not increase. Right.
Now, one thing, John and other trustees, there's this page on the back side.
Okay.
And then you'll see the pink sticky note that there's additional signatures on that document as well.
And they're a very good law firm.
Yes.
They know township law better than anyone in the state, I believe. They represent most townships.
Seems like everybody uses them.
Yeah, I mean, they're great. And Julie's done a really great job for us.
You specialize. You don't go to a proctologist when you need brain surgery. I mean, I know there's several different attorneys, but... Or you don't go to a dentist when you need heart surgery.
Maybe.
Oh, John, your analogy is so fun.
Why did you just say it now? So your son wants to be a doctor. Is he a brain doctor?
No, a little north, a little south.
Oh, heart doctor?
No. Keep going.
Okay, before this goes too far south, go ahead, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, gentlemen, I have resolution 2024-007. It's approving 64 hours of injury leave for Officer Troy Hale. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves 64 hours of injury leave for employee Troy Hale for the period retroactive 12/20/23 through 12/30/2023 per Article 24 of the Employees Collective Bargaining Agreement. And that was due to the time lag we had between the last meeting in December and this meeting today.
I'll make a motion to accept the resolutions as written.
And discussion. Has all statutory requirements been met on this?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Fleshman. That did slip my mind. I'm usually the one asking.
With that said, Mr. Chairman, I would second the motion.
All right. I will ask for a roll call vote.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Next resolution is 2024-008, approving 80 hours of injury leave for Officer Troy Hale. And be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves 80 hours of injury leave for employee Troy Hale for the period of 12/31/2023 through January 13, 2024, per Article 24 of the Employees Collective Bargaining Agreement.
Has all statutory requirements been met?
Yes, sir.
All right. With that being said, I will make a motion to accept the resolution as written.
You want a second?
Yeah.
I will second that.
Sorry.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. All right. We're going to start making Mr. Mazur go first.
You know, he's hungrier as the day goes on, so he goes quicker.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. The next resolution is 2024-009, approving 2.82 hours of injury leave for Thomas Cheshire. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves 2.82 hours of injury leave for employee Thomas Cheshire for the period retroactive to 12/20/23 through 12/31/23 per Article 24 of the Employees Collective Bargaining Agreement.
Has all statutory requirements been met?
Yes, sir.
I will make a motion to accept that resolution as written and ask for a second.
I will second.
We'll ask for a roll call.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
The next resolution I have is 2024-005. It's the approval to amend resolution 2023-252 to allocate additional funds to the Franklin County Engineer's Office for crosswalk materials. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves and authorizes the expenditure of funds from $1,700 to an amended amount not to exceed $2,000 to the Franklin County Engineer's Office to install crosswalk markings and signage on Briggs Road between Josephine Avenue and Demarest Road. And I've attached an exhibit with the increase. Apparently what had happened when I received the initial quote from the engineer's office and the board approved the $1,700. I received a subsequent additional bill increasing from the $1,700 to just under $2,000. So that is the reason that we're asking for this.
Did they say why?
It was additional man hours on site.
Okay.
I will make a motion that we accept the resolution as written and ask for a second.
I will second that.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Do you happen to have 2000?
Nope.
Oh. Resolution?
I don't have anything. Nope.
Do you happen to have 004 on your screen?
I'm pulling it up, yes. I have 5, so.
They're a little out of order, but.
009. 8, so it's going to ask the attorney. I just seen it, I thought.
2.
You say 5, yeah, I got it.
4.
4.
4.
I haven't seen
I've
it.
Got 4.
Was it toward the top?
Towards the bottom. It's the last one.
Okay.
Can I read from that, Jim?
Yes.
Thank you.
If you guys, we do thank you for you residents allowing us to purchase these with your tax dollars. It is saved on the printing bill and allowed us to get these resolutions ahead of time to brief ourselves and ask any questions that we have. That's well, that way we can speed up the process up here.
Thank you. We are good. Okay. We're good with that. Thank you. The last thing I have, and I'm going to get with Chief Smith, it's a liquor license transfer. It's from El Hirachi Mexican Grill at 4103 West Broad Street to Hacienda Reyes LLC, again at the same address, 4103 West Broad Street. Chief, do you know of any?
No issues I don't know of. They're okay. Just probably transferring ownership.
They are. That's it.
Seems happening a lot.
Okay. Okay.
Do we need a vote on that?
Yeah.
I will make a motion that we accept the liquor transfer and ask for a second. Liquor license transfer and ask for a second.
I'll second.
Any discussion from the board? Hearing none, I would ask Lindsay to give us a roll call.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. Anything else for us, Mr. Mazur?
That's all I have for you.
Thank you, sir. Moving on, Mr. Fleshman, do you have anything for us?
I just wanted to give a quick update on the money back area where Kittle Company is wanting to put in apartments that is encroaching on property owners. They're asking for an addition variance to be able to set closer. They are asking that they can have 3 stories high, plus a wall that goes around, a pond that is going to be lower than what the wells in that area are. At the last meeting, I asked one of their engineers that they had there. They talked about, you know, there won't be mosquitoes and different things because of the chemicals that they're going to put in a pond, a retention pond. So I asked them, what procedure do you use? You got to gown up to put this chemical down, or what do you do? And we all know. I said, well, what placard is on the stuff that you're putting in? Don't know. So my last question, who's going to play Aaron Vordovich from the movie, which is basically this?
I'll go.
And so they had no question with that. So the board, half of them wanted to vote then. The other half said, there's some stuff we need to think about before we vote on it. So they have postponed it to their next meeting for a vote. I do know that the Kittle Company was very upset because they wanted a answer right then and there. So that's pretty much where we are with that. I know, did you want to speak on, you did a site visit. I couldn't make the site visit and the conditions of that area, because it's a swampy, part of this land is very, it's wetlands, and there's a lot of vibrant snails, life. There's a lot of life in there, of wildness. And once that's gone, it's wiped out, it's gone. But the biggest concern is downstream, when you're putting chemicals to keep down the weeds, the mosquitoes, critters, all of that's going to go downstream. And when you're talking of taking 6 acres of paved now or more in the buildings, that's going to flood more people downstream. So there's got to be, as I explained to the board, we only get one chance to get this right. There has to be a better way. They're not opposed to anything being built there, but what is a better opportunity? The company has not purchased the property. They're wanting to get it through first before they purchase it, and that way they're not on the hook if they buy the property. So the current owner is okay with that. They have some sort of an agreement, and at some point then, if they get the zoning requirements they need, then statutorily they will then start to work on that. So that's what I have. I could not make, they wanted to do the board as well as their engineer, as well as Franklin Township, to do a walkthrough on the property. And Chairman, you had the opportunity to go. I could not make that, but if you want to share.
I did go. I did walk the property. As they have it laid out now, the closest building to a property in Franklin Township would be 126 feet, and that is a clubhouse. The next one would be 138 feet, and that is a three-story building that technically would be higher than three stories looking down onto the property because it's up on a hill. But my concern, and I voiced it at the walkthrough, was the retention pond and how it feeds out to a stream that also feeds down into the side of the river. And my question was the same as what we're going to do for chemicals, and was not given any answers to that at that time. Was saying that I've reached out to Metro Parks. They were interested in it, and I don't believe they're able to move forward with it because of City Hall. But
yeah. Mr. Chairman.
I will recognize you in just a moment. You have a comment on this, Ralph? I'll allow it.
What I wanted to check with you on is the, I was going to go out there as well, but I wasn't able to go.
Be glad you didn't. It was a muddy mess.
I know it was bad. Question I had is EPA related, the stream, and I have not seen this property yet.
I have not seen anything on it, but I think Mr. Fleshman may have an answer.
Yeah, well, EPA.
I think that would be, John, one of the big issues there.
So EPA was one of the residents definitely reached out, and they said, wait a minute, what are you talking about? And they explained what's going on. They said, we haven't been notified. We're not okay with this. Yeah. So then they were going to come out and check out the areas. One of the other things that the Kittle Company originally said that they would take responsibility if they dig and how far down they have to dig. If they drain everyone's wells, they would be responsible for it. And the board asked them again in regards to that. And they said, well, we didn't say that. And they're like, well, you most certainly did. So the board asked if they would be willing to put money into a, what do you call it?
Escrow.
Thank you, sir. An escrow. And they were looking at each other like, oh, well, we'd wait for the problem first. And the board definitely asked them, well, how long is it going to take them to resolve something? Are they going to go days or weeks? From my understanding from hearing at this meeting that they're currently, for the Kittle Group, is over 100 lawsuits going on. They have properties in multiple places. The type of building that they build and the clientele that, from what I understand, to best of my knowledge, this is secondhand because I haven't seen it firsthand, is that what the crime and the issues that come with it in different areas in the cities that they are in, our police as well as Columbus would be inundated with more runs because of what that particular style brings, from my understanding. Now, that's not me personally saying that. That's sharing what was brought up at the meeting, and it was brought up with backed up proof from different places. So for our residents of Franklin Township and what I've seen, and I went and spoke on it, it would be as I asked the city, let's work together and try to come up with a more suitable living conditions for everybody, because putting that just right on up to next to someone is not good. Now, originally when they stated if they can't get the extra setback that they want to come closer, I call it encroaching, coming closer to the property line, if they can't get that, then they said that they would go away because they're not going to purchase the property, because by statute they have to have so many parking places, and they are not going to be able to obtain that unless they can move the buildings back. So everything hinges now at this point of what's going to happen with commission when they vote on it.
With
thank you.
Yeah. You have anything else?
That's all I have.
I will go ahead and
The last thing, I'd like to welcome Mike to the board, and looking forward to working with you. So we've got a lot of work to do, and I'm anxious to see what this year brings. We've got a lot of work with Westland Mall and different areas that are going on, or the lack of Westland Mall now, because most of it's down. So that took a long time to do, but I think 24 is going to be an exciting year for the township, because of a lot of the stuff that Mr. Mazur has been working on for years is coming to completion, that we're going to see what's going to come in this area. I firmly believe if we would have not had a administrator, the amount of work that takes, no trustee can handle all of it. It takes a person that's skilled in that area. They would have just taken everything from us, as we've seen before. So thank you, Mr. Mazur, for your diligence in the meetings and the late calls and everything that you've done.
Thank you.
I'm going to jump in here on this and say the amount of hours that Mr. Mazur has said in these meetings is mind-boggling to myself. I sit in enough meetings, and I go home sometimes, I don't even know my own name at the end of these meetings. I don't know how you do it. Some of them just drone on, some of them you want to fall asleep, but it's very important us to have representation there and be heard. I'm going to tag team off of some what John has spoke on this property. There's things that we need to do within the township over the next year. One, and Mr. Mazur and I have seen this, and I'm sure John has, and Mike, you'll experience this, is a lot of times when you're talking to these other officials and trying to work on things, they always want to ask you, well, what's your five-year plan for this area?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We're going to be looking as a board, working together with Mr. Mazur and the fiscal department and ourselves to develop a five-year plan. Well, part of that plan is protecting the properties that are here, and one of the ways is home rule and creating a zoning board. So this is some of the things that I myself, personally speaking, myself would like to see. I can't speak for the board, we haven't discussed this or made any decisions, but I'm just stating that this is where we need to move forward with this township, because right now we're dependent upon Franklin County to do a lot of that work, and they're under budgeted, understaffed, and overworked. And if we can do it, we hold the keys to our own
future,
community, our own future. And I believe we need to move this township forward. For so many years, we have stayed stagnant, and we've missed different opportunities, and some opportunities that have been taken from us that were beyond our control. One of the things that we did last year, and I thanked you guys already, was we moved into a less paper situation up here, looking out for our future, looking out for your grandkids' future, looking out for your children's future. So we are open. I am open for suggestions of where you would like. If you want to talk to me, call me up, of where you would like to see the township in 5 years. We have to develop a five-year plan before we can do a three-year plan and a one-year plan. So I would welcome them. I can't speak for the rest of them, but I'm sure with knowing these gentlemen, they would be more than happy to hear any ideas that you have where you'd like to see the future. And I'm going to call out Angela. We have spoke many times. A part of that five-year plan will be a celebration-type activity that we've talked about many times, other than National Night Out, bringing the community together and building
community funds, but.
And Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
The board in which you would talk about, like a zoning board or et cetera, the same as if we had a township-wide levy, the board would consist of one board member here and then the public.
Yeah, yeah.
So the public would have the right to say on that board of what goes next or where the money's spent in that particular area.
Yeah.
By code, this is by law that that would have to be done. The Board of Trustees would not govern that other than one person would, one board member would sit on that board. Yeah.
And
so that's the beauty about it, because you're allowing the public to say, I'd like to serve on that board. And you don't have to run for office. It would be people that would want to run on that seat as a volunteer, and they would meet and they would look at the issues, and then they would vote on it, and then that's how it would
And then it would come to the board for us to vote.
Yes.
So, and I believe I'm still doing, we're still doing research on that zoning board. That would be appointed position.
Correct.
So
people that would want to say, I would like to serve on that. This board would seek all those, and then they would pick a board. And I believe that you can put time limits so that if they wanted to serve 1 year, 2 year, and then someone else wants to, that it's never gets stagnant.
Yeah, it's very systematic to do a 3 year term, a 2 year term, and a 1 year term on that. That's why you have board members that are freshly coming on, board members that have been on for a little bit, and board members that have been on them for a long time. So, with that being said, I will yield the floor to Trustee Blevins for his first time experience in this seat.
I think everybody's had enough, but I am going to say, I appreciate everything John said. He spoke very elegant about us working together. I made it one of my campaign things that the first thing I would do at the very first meeting was to say that I want to work with John and James. And there was concern when I campaigned that we wouldn't be able to do that. And I feel as though today I've been welcomed with open arms, and I'm hoping we're able to continue that. I know it won't always be peaches and cream, and we're going to have hard discussions. It's why it's set up the way it's set up. You have three people up here. It takes two votes to carry on. And some things may go in my favor and some things may not. But I'll never not voice my opinion, because I have the people who voted for me and even the ones who didn't, best interest at heart when I make decisions. I don't make decisions just for Mike Blevins. I try to make decisions what's best for everybody in the township, or at least what I believe. And if I'm not doing that, I've had cards and a book back there and some pens to pass out today. Feel free to contact me. And then I do have one other thing that I do need to talk about. I know you're ready to get out of here. During my campaign, I talked about a scholarship fund for Franklin Heights High School. I'm going to donate $1,000 for girls, $1,000 for boys out of Franklin Heights High School of my own personal money. Wasn't coming from any tax money. I wanted to name the scholarship fund the Franklin Township Scholarship Fund. Byron can attest that that's been important to me back in the speed camera days. Him and I was initially put this together when the township did it. Go ahead.
Mr. Blevins, I would like to before we jump and do that, let's all meet and discuss that, and maybe we can figure out how we can appropriate some matching dollars. And it's important to get our kids that live here, you know, a little help going to school.
Okay, I do need one thing settled today, though.
Okay.
On this, I spoke to Mr. Mazur, so I've got this all in the works, and we could change the amount. And if there's input that wants to be had, the name, I'm open to change the name. I don't want my name attached to it in any way, shape, or form, because it's not about that I wanted to get elected or reelected. I just wanted to do good things. Franklin Heights High School is the only high school that sets in the township.
Right.
The scholarship fund is for a kid who lives in the township. You're allowed to put the parameters on your scholarships that you want. People can have red hair, can get a scholarship. So the parameters we put on this is that they live in the township. They will do the awards assembly on 5-3 at 9 o'clock in the morning. Again, we can talk about this further if you want to. I'll just stop at that.
Yep.
But I would like for, I need to get this information because the lady needs to print this. This needs to go out. Believe it or not, they need to start putting this out in February. I want to know if the board's okay if we have the recipients come here on 5/16, which is a meeting, to receive their check. 5/3, they will announce the winners at Franklin Heights High School at 9 o'clock in the morning and an assembly at Franklin Heights. They would just announce the winners then. On 5/16, we would have the winners come here on a Thursday. I guess it would be, I'm sorry?
Thursday afternoon.
It's afternoon, I said evening. Thursday afternoon and be presented. So I'm asking, I don't know that it has to be, I'm asking, does anybody have a problem with that?
I have a question for you, Mr. Sir. When we did this before, one, I would say that we check with Julie, our attorney, to see exact wording, because you know, I know you don't want to put your name on it, but generally, if you have a foundation that is set up to do that, even Franklin Township is allowed to. We actually have a line item that we give money. We have given money for National Night Out and some other things. So there are certain procedures that we would have to do if Franklin Township was to do that. But even if you made a foundation in your father's name, mother's name, your pet's name, you know, someone or something that means something to you, since this is, you know, even from the beginning, I was honored to be able to go up and read off at Franklin Heights what we gave out before. When we did this before, and this was due to when you were first coming, you asked about that, and we took some of the monies that came in from the speed cameras. So the other thing that I would say, it would be great for your organization to have a speaker go up, whether it be you, Robin, someone in your family.
I've already discussed it with Mr. Mazur. He's going to do it.
Okay.
He's going to represent the township. I was going to talk much more about it, but I thought
Right. James, I was just going to get this because the time constraints are coming up. I just wanted to throw out some food for thought.
Let's check with Julie and make sure we can. I'm good with the name Grand Franklin Township Scholarship Fund. I'm good with all of it, but I would just like to give a little more money to it. I mean, I appreciate you throwing some seed money at it and allowing it to be named Franklin Township Scholarship Fund. I think Mr. Mazur can take the ball from here and run with it. And
okay, so we will check then with the lawyers, and as long as everything's good,
yeah,
I'm going to get back with the lady at Franklin Heights so she can get producing these so students can get them, because I even already have a committee set up who is going to pick the winners and all that. I've already done all of that. This is... There won't be anybody working here. This isn't going to interfere with any of the people or anything like that. So I'm just basically, I guess if there's a problem with the lawyers, then I'll just do it as an individual, and I'll just go over there and do it as an individual.
If there's a problem, we'll regroup and figure something out.
I just wanted to let you know, so Steve, you and I'll get together and spell it out for you what we need, and you can contact the lawyer and see what we want to need. So just other than that, I just want to say thank you, everybody, for coming out. It's been good to see you, and I look forward to working with you, and don't hesitate to call.
That being said, Mr. Fleshman, we have some speakers.
Yes, we do. And you might need to.
We've kind of changed roles today.
Yes,
I mean, I was the one reading for you, and now you're the one reading for me.
Oh, yeah, that's how it goes. Ms. Lake?
Okay, first off, I'd like to
just hit enter.
Welcome Mike aboard. And I would like, one thing I would very much like to see this year is all of our meetings conducted with like honesty and respect, being nice to each other, and just looking for the overall best interest of the township and everybody participating in that, everybody. And just wishing and praying and saying thank you for our safety, for our police, fire department, road department, and for everybody.
Thank you.
You don't have to time me. I'll talk as long as I want.
Next, we have on the list Mr. Stevens.
I didn't have anything.
Major, did he leave?
I'm not hearing him.
Who?
He was sitting.
He was.
Mr. Major going once.
I got is a relative with here. Nicole?
Mr. Major going. Major going twice.
He passes.
Okay. Any other? Meeting. You've had your time, and you're not signed up.
Do not slam.
Meeting's adjourned at 1:26.